Welcome back to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bowden, and we're only 1 week away from Brilliance 24, our three-day transformational online experience hosted by Graham Cook and Team Brilliant. Maybe you've heard us mention this conference over the past few weeks, and if you've been enjoying the content on the podcast, but you're not quite sure if this event is for you, I can tell you that this is not just another Christian event promising revival. My friends, we are about to walk in to 3 days that have been intentionally crafted to rewire the way we walk with God. Gone are the days of listening to teachings that seem to leave us in the same place without the change we're really looking for. This is the time where people all across the globe are discovering true kingdom learning and how the process we engage in with God changes everything. Before we dive in with today's clip, here's a quick taste of Brilliance 24.
Regardless how well you're doing or not doing, His love never changes. It's going to be a reference point for the rest of your life.
It's important that we get lost in His beauty. You know, when you're overwhelmed by the majesty of God's love for you, you cannot be overcome by the world, the flesh, or the devil.
We know God isn't dealing with a negative. All that was wrong with you was put on the cross. And if God's already dealt with sin and the enemy, then what is He going to talk to you about? He's going to talk to you about being like Jesus.
The Lord wants to be there for you and take you to the next stage.
Father is different with all of us, depending on where we are in our life, what we're going through, what our situations are.
But there were times where we felt that we weren't walking with God, but it didn't mean He wasn't walking with us.
All decrees against you, all the judgments that were hostile to you, He took them away from you by nailing them to the cross. So that's good reason to be cheerful, hey.
But it's been amazing. The process makes us rich. Anything we do with God adds to our personal wealth about who He is and what He's like. So what happens in the process is you pass from death into life with all the advantage of being one with God. You step into the freedom of acceptance in Jesus. I love that. I love being accepted by the Lord. Great scriptures in Ephesians 1, another book written by Paul, talks about you are accepted in the beloved. And it's a wonderful thing. A big part of your transition into the new man is that you realize that you are accepted in Jesus. Even before you start, you're accepted. Why? Because the Father knows that Jesus is the difference maker. So for you to be accepted in Jesus, you know, is really huge. Because I think a lot of Christians who accumulate negativity always have this sense of shame, always have this sense of self-condemnation, that I'm not this, I'm not that, therefore God's not interested in me, or He won't bless me, and all of that. And none of that is true. The Bible says you are accepted in the beloved before you do anything. When Jesus came into your life, you know, God put a stamp on your forehead that said, accepted. And what He's really saying is, I want you in my life. That's the truth that sets you free. First time I heard the Lord say that, I couldn't believe it. I was walking around going, am I hallucinating? What? What? Graham, I want you in my life. I want you in my life. Aren't I supposed to say that to you? And you're saying it to me? Graham. And the way He said my name undid me. Graham, I want you in my life. Come on, it does a number on your heart. It really does. I want you in my life. The length that they went to get you saved, to be completely free, is absolutely astonishing. Hear the Lord say it to you. I want you in my life. Mary, I want you in my life. That's the Lord saying it. I want you in my life. Julia, I want you in my life, says the Lord. I want you. I want you with me. I want to be something for you. I remember the first time the Lord said, what are you expecting from me? And I said, I don't know. I mean, my own dad tried to kill me 3 times. I wasn't allowed to be, I lived in my bedroom for the first 15 years of my life because he didn't want to talk to me. He didn't want to see me. He didn't want to hear me. Birthdays and Christmas were very difficult. He would buy presents and then he would invite me into the living room and they'd be there on the floor and he would stand there and then he would take a hammer from behind his back and smash them to pieces. Christmas, out in the yard, they're laying there on the snow, he would pour gasoline on them and set fire to them. He'd say, you're not worth anything. Do you know the day I got saved? It's my 19th birthday. First present I had was Jesus. Don't tell me God is not kind. You can't tell me that God is not kind. He knows everything about us. He knows all the areas where we've been let down and wounded. He knows. He's got a plan to correct all of that, to give you something in its place so big, so profound, so beautiful, it will turn you into a different man and a completely different woman. That's the plan. He knows everything about you. He knew everything about me. And so he became my dad. It's real. That's how he thinks. You know, he loves the orphan. He loves the lonely. He loves all the people who have no one to love them. And he does it so beautifully, so wonderfully. He is the kindest person I've ever known. The most loving. The most enjoyable to be with. Beautiful beyond description. Incredible. You're supposed to have a great life. You're supposed to have a beautiful life with him. And he's going to change you into a completely different person that no one will recognize. All the people who thought they knew you are like, what? I remember the one time when I went back to my home city and my family. I was doing a meeting in Manchester, and my family were always kidding me about it, not in a nice way. And so I said, oh, you're going to talk about God? And I said, yeah, but I'm not going to do the wiggle thing. So I said, why don't you come and listen? If you don't like it, I'll buy each of you a beer. But if you do like it, you have to put some money into a charity for not for sale, for rescuing trafficked women. And they're going, of course we're not gonna like it. They cried all the flipping way through it. You know, and my stepdad just like, he looked at me and he was lost for words. And he just said, that was amazing. Who are you? That was amazing. And I said, money. Give me some money for this charity. And that was a golden moment for me because suddenly they saw I had an identity. I was different. I was new. And they still talk about it. God gives you those moments because he adores you. And he wants you to be celebrated. And he'll find someone who will celebrate you. He is like that. The advantage of being one with God is you step into the freedom of acceptance in Jesus. You are accepted now right where you are. Why? Because he said, I accept you. You can argue with him, but it won't make any difference. He said, no, I love you, Graham. I love you. I accept you. I want you in my life. Deeply, deeply personal. And from there, the inner development of God's life in you with Jesus becomes so beautiful. Yeah, it takes you a while to settle into that this place with God, because half the time you're thinking, am I dreaming? Am I imagining stuff? Because it's so wonderful. The world teaches you that if it's too good to be true, then, you know, you're going to get conned. But in the kingdom, if it's not too good to be true, it's not God. So God is going to do something in your life that creates this persona that you've never seen before, and neither of the people close around you. You're changing to a heart of elation. To be elated is just such a cool thing to happen to you. And with that elation comes a mindset that is set on all things Jesus. And the beautiful thing is you're going to be falling in love with Jesus all the time. As you learn something, as he strips this layer away, as he changes that, as he heals this, as he upgrades this, you're going to be celebrating him all the time. And celebration is a key part of learning. The fact that God celebrates you and you can celebrate him. But the beautiful thing that happens is that Jesus becomes your life experience. And you pass from beholding him to becoming. The more you see him, the more your heart changes to want to be like him. So you pass from beholding into becoming. I wrote a book on beholding and becoming, so I know it works. And here's the thing, it's a gift again. You can't earn it, but you get to learn it. This simple yet powerful process. And for me, this is like the epicenter of relational engagement. God does not relate to a dead person. He doesn't relate to a man or woman of the flesh. If he does, he treads underfoot the sacrifice of Jesus. He makes the cross of no effect. So he's not going to do that. So if you feel ignored and so on, that's probably correct. Because you're in the wrong place. You're on FM, failure mode, instead of AM, abiding mode. You have to tune in. You have to tune in to the nature of God. You have to tune in to the love of God. Tune in to the fact that you are a new creation in Christ because God said so. You're new. He's going to make all things new. If mankind could change through behavior modification, upgrading the old you, then Jesus needn't have died. He knew it was futile, though. This is the nonsense of religion trying to fix people. There's no life in that. There's no beauty in that. There's no power in that. Just this constant despondency that nothing works. There's no freedom in that. because freedom demands real truth. Know the truth and it will set you free. It's God's acceptance of us in Jesus that drives the process of being new. Before you even start, he accepts you. Most people accept you when you get to a place where you deserve it. Well, God gives you acceptance because Jesus deserves it. And that's key. What's he saying in that? It's not about you. It's about who Jesus is in you, for you, with you. It's about him. He deserves you to have every single blessing possible. He paid a price. Newness of life is 1,000% important to him. It cost him everything. But you know what? You're worth it. Every one of you, worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it. You can't talk yourself down when God is talking you up into newness of life. I've taught relational learning for a long time now, and it's been wonderful. The beauty of God's nature is in his delight and desire to see us become more engaged with a lifestyle of transformation. Direct learning with a stronger relational engagement is going to produce a more effective learning style. It has a more powerful intention and a more positive fellowship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's much more suited to life in the kingdom because we will have a greater awareness of Father, Son, and Spirit. And it goes hand in hand with our passion at Brilliant Perspectives. We're passionate about developing explorers, pioneers, warriors, champions, and game changers. People who have this, who God can increase the level of promise and permission to, so they can be presented in a more dynamic way. Heroes of faith. Hebrews 11. We need to have heroes of faith right now in every country on earth. Direct learning with relational engagement elevates our experience with God to a deeper level of encounter. And it will create more expectancy and a different power in abiding and alignment. I'm so excited to walk with the three in a new and living way. I believe it's the end of powerless Christianity. And it gives a new voice to the permission that the people who know their God will be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11, 32. We want to produce another group of heroes of faith. I want to see you guys do well. I want to see you explode with joy, come into a whole different place with the Father, one that you maybe have never been able to imagine, but it's real. And that's our starting place. We are accepted in the Beloved. We're on a new track in a new life with a new way of seeing, thinking, and doing. Beautiful. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. If you're still on the fence about joining us at Brilliance 24, you'll love what our community members had to share from Brilliance 23. Take a listen.
My name is Alan Fisherman. My background with Graham Cook and Brilliant Ministries dates back to 2013 and 2014. I got saved in a church that was very good, great tradition, everything, but very religious. And I found Graham through a friend who said, listen to this guy. And I never listened to him. She gave me a whole USB. And when I came to a point where I was pretty much done with trying my best to be a Christian, I found this thing in my house somehow. So I was shocked, and I started to dig into his teaching, and it was so graceful, it was almost blasphemous. It's like, it was surely the gospel because it was too good to be true. You know, like, I never heard it spit like that, you know? Like, it was extremely graceful. It's not a hoo-hoo head down every day. It's calling us up to where we are, who we are in Christ, how he sees us. And that's starting at a higher place, you know? So I would encourage people, if you've been looking for real community, if that's what you're going for, then you're in the right place. You're in the right place, Sam.
As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time.